Chrysalis Autism Center has an upcoming golf tournament. We're going to learn more about the golf tournament as well as more about Chrysalis Autism Center. We have the executive director, Kelly Ettinger. Say it, Kelly.
Kelly Ettinger.
Ettinger. I phonetically even spelled it and I couldn't still spit it out. I'm sorry, Kelly. That's okay. If you want to butcher my name, that's fair game.
It's perfectly fine.
And JP Duncan.
You got it.
He's a board member. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
JP is going to walk us through the details of the golf tournament in a few minutes. But Kelly, let's start with you. Explain more about what you all are able to do over there at Chrysalis Autism Center. And is this a national organization with local chapters, or is this just local here to us?
Yeah. So we are a local nonprofit. We are right across the street from Cherry Road, Cherry Park in Rock Hill. And we've been open since 2007. So we are one of the oldest ABA providers in the state of South Carolina. We provide applied behavior analysis therapy to young children on the autism spectrum. Early intervention is key for these kiddos. We want them to get diagnosed as early as possible. And what research shows is that if we can get behavioral intervention in place early on, it is going to provide the most meaningful progress for them long term. So our therapy is intensive. It's intensive in that we offer typically lots of hours. The kiddos get anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week of one-on-one therapy. And it is done through play, right? We are trying to get these kids talking normally and looking at their deficits, things that we need to fill in the gaps for things for them, so that way they're ready to go into a classroom setting. So we're looking at what skills they need to be successful in their next placement in life.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with what autism is, how would you explain what that is and what those kids or adults go through in everyday life?
Mm-hmm. So autism is a spectrum disorder. You can have kids that are diagnosed with autism that just have a little bit of quirkiness, right, to them. You may not even know that they have autism. But then there are other kiddos on the spectrum that are significantly impacted by their autism, where they don't have a meaningful way to communicate. They need to have specific intervention to make progress in their lives. So it depends on where they fall. The best is for parents, if they have questions, is to reach out to their pediatrician, who will then hook them up with a developmental pediatrician and get them a diagnosis for that.
Kelly, at Chrysalis Autism Center, what are the ages that you work with mainly?
Yeah, so we'll take them as early as they get diagnosed. So we'll take them at 18 months old if they can get diagnosed that early. At Chrysalis, we intake until age 5, and we keep them until they're about 7 or 8. And normally around that time is when we start to talk to the families about where is their next appropriate placement for them. Typically, ABA is still a part of their lives as they move forward. So we try to connect them with other providers at that point, get them set up in the school system or with private schools or homeschools. Whatever is the best fit for that family, we work with them to identify that.
And just to be clear, you're not the ones doing the diagnosis. They're referred to Chrysalis Autism Center. So if parents notice, you know, their child is not meaning the benchmarks, they do not need to necessarily come to you at first. They need to go through the pediatrician.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, they need to go to the pediatrician. Yeah. Okay. Pediatrician first. Yeah. They typically come to us with a diagnosis. Yeah. Now, of course, if they're having trouble finding that diagnosis or are don't understand the steps, we have a list of resources that we're happy to share with them. Because as you've said, you know, families when they get that diagnosis or when they get those thoughts, those wondering if something's going on, they don't know where the next step is. And so we're here to be a resource for the community. They welcome the call and we can send them that resource list.
And then tell us the history behind just the meaning of the name Chrysalis Autism Center, because I'm looking at your shirt and it says giving children wings to fly.
Yeah. So the chrysalis is the cocoon that a butterfly, that a caterpillar develops in to become the butterfly. So, you know, Chrysalis's stance is to help these kids reach their full potential. It's not to change who they are as an individual. It's to help them blossom into who they will become.
That's great. That's really special, actually. Yeah. I mean, that you're really doing what your logo and what your name is. And in order to do that, it does take money. It does take funds. And so you have a big fundraiser coming up. JP Duncan here, who is a board member with Chrysalis, we're going to let you tell us all about your upcoming golf tournament. It's going to take place on October the 13th.
Thanks, Ashley. So we're really excited. We have one big fundraiser for the year, or one main fundraiser for the year, and that's our golf tournament. We've been doing it for the past 13 years. And this year we're naming it after a very dear friend of the Autism Center, Charlie Pressler. We lost Charlie back in May, and he was the driving force behind this Autism Center and this golf tournament. So nice way to remember him. We're expecting to have a very, very fun outing in memory of Charlie. And every year, it's just a joy to see everyone get together on a nice fall day just to play a little bit of golf and raise some money for a good cause.
So it's October the 13th, starting basically from 9 to 4 out there at Waterford Golf Club. Groups of four, is it captain's choice? What else can you tell folks that are interested in this? Maybe those that love the sport of golf and they love helping nonprofits, this is right up their alley. So maybe speak to those who want to look good in their golf gear and they've got the golf clubs, but they're not the greatest golfer, but they want to support nonprofits like Chrysalis.
Absolutely. So yes, it's a captain's choice. So it's a level the playing field between the guys that are very good at golf and those like myself that are not so good.
You only need one good person in your group when you play captain's choice.
That's
right?
Exactly right. If you have one good guy and three bad, the three bad will make one good shot.
That's right.
So because the one good one just drives the rest of the course. So whatever they do, you just follow that ball.
Exactly right. So we've got a good captain's choice set up, four member teams, and we're having some locally cooked barbecue. It's a little surprise for everybody coming. It's a little bit of a change this year. So yeah, it's just little pieces of falling together to make this a really special event.
A lot of times with these golf tournaments, they give out great swag. There's all kind of great giveaways. So, you know, look forward to that. And then we're on your Facebook page and we're seeing like the logo for the golf tournament. And it looks like it's a troll. And what's the deal with this? Very interesting.
So Charlie, being one of the founders of Chrysalis Autism Center, he had a very, very interesting love for trolls and gnomes. So as a way,
don't
just,
we all?
Don't we all have one at home?
Yeah.
So we wanted some fun way to throw him in and to continue
that.
to
really
honor
cool.
him.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely different, for sure. And I might have gotten a hint from another board member that you might still be looking for a couple more sponsors, or we're pushing up against a sponsor deadline. So if people do want to get in touch with you to be able to do that, what do they need to do?
So if they can reach out to the Autism Center, we have our website, Chrysalis Autism Center, I think it's ctr.com.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You can reach out to us through there. Look at us on Google, give us a phone call, just smoke signals, carrier pigeons, whatever. We'll find you, and we'll be happy to include you in the golf tournament.
Great. Well, remember, Chrysalis Autism Center, it is a nonprofit, and what do we learn about nonprofits? They do the most work in our community, and they're the least funded, but they always find a way to turn $1 into $5. It's remarkable, Kelly, what you all are able to do in the nonprofit world. It really is remarkable. Go and help them, support the cause. Look great on the golf course. You don't have to play great. You get all kind of food and swag. At the end of the day, you're helping a nonprofit and celebrating the life of a great leader right here in our community. And we certainly appreciate that. We'll continue to let folks know about it, but put on your calendar October the 13th from 9 to 4 at Waterford Golf Club, and you'll be ready to start swinging. And you've got plenty of time between now and then to head out there and practice your driving, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly and JP, we certainly appreciate the work that you all do, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.